Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight: drizzle with areas of fog early, a low of 36. The Racine County Board meeting next Tuesday night will include not one resolution about the future of Ridgewood Care Center, but two, although both are listed only for first reading. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
The resolution calling for sale of Ridgewood to Villa Healthcare for $10.5 million, plus capital investments of $1.5 million, supported by the Health and Human Development Committee, as well as the Executive Committee, though not unanimously. The second resolution for next Tuesday night, that is by individual supervisors, and it calls for a countywide advisory referendum. Supervisor Bob Miller, perhaps the most vocal, in essentially calling it a mistake to sell a valuable Racine County asset. Both resolutions would be taken up for a vote at the county board meeting on December 20th. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave will hold his next listening session at the Mount Pleasant Village Hall November 30th from 4 until 6 p.m. This will be his final listening session for 2016, one planned for mid-December, having been shifted to January 11th in the Village of Waterford. With every listening session, anything to do with county government can be brought up for discussion. Some county department heads and county board supervisors have also been known to attend. The 2017 budget approved by the Sturtevant Village Board last night includes a 16.25% reduction in the mill rate, not quite the nearly 18% drop Administrator Mary Cole had originally proposed after trustees supported adding $80,000 to the levy. At a finance committee meeting before the final vote, trustees voted to add $15,000 to fund the popular July 3rd fireworks and $10,000 each for a recreation program and for stormwater projects. The committee, however, did not recommend adding $160,000 in seed money for a proposed library and community center. Rose Woodruff, who has been advocating for the library, said the board is being short-sighted.
To look farther down the road and to take a chance and dream. Nothing ever happens if you don't dream. If you just keep remembering what you used to have and wanting to have what you used to have and not try to dream for something that you've never had. And that's the thing that makes a village become a community instead of just a drive-through.
The budget was approved on a 5-2 vote, with Jansen and Johnson voting no. Jensen said his main concern was continued funding for Bell Urban System Service, which he called mediocre. Johnson said he felt more could have been added to the budget to help the village catch up after years of making cuts. Kenosha aldermen next week will begin review of a major change to the city's ethics code. Several amendments being sponsored by Mayor John Antaramian include elimination of the city's appointed ethics board, replacing it with an enforcing officer who would be selected by the city attorney on an as-needed basis. The changes also include some adjustments to the definitions of those covered by the ordinance. The Ethics Board was created about 3 years ago to review complaints filed against city officials and those who serve on various city boards and commissions. The proposed changes will be reviewed Monday by the License and Permit Committee. It will be debated by all the city's standing committees before a recommendation is made to the full city council. The Kenosha County Arson Task Force was contacted early this morning reference a barn fire in the 9300 block of Riverbend Road in the village of Pleasant Prairie, which caused extensive damage. It was about midnight that the initial 911 call was made. Early reports from the scene indicated explosions taking place, perhaps because of vehicles inside as flames intensified. Not long after the first unit got there, a mutual aid box alarm system response was requested by the incident commander. That resulted in crews and equipment from immediate surrounding fire departments being called out, as well as those in northern Illinois and southern Racine County, plus the Racine Fire Bells. The 2016 holiday tour schedule for the Wisconsin Executive Residence near Madison has been announced. The tour will give visitors the chance to view decorations donated by designers from businesses across the state in the first floor main rooms. It all begins Saturday, December 3rd, and will continue December 7th, 8th, 10th, 14th, and 15th. There's no cost, though parties of 20 or more are asked to make reservations. Parking is available outside the gates of the executive residence, including handicap parking available upon request. Donations of non-perishable food items will also be accepted for local food banks, as well as winter clothing items for the Department of Tourism's Big Bundle Up campaign. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.